Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me today is my friend Mike. How you doing, Mike?
Hello.
And Chuck. How you doing, Chuck?
Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
Good.
I'm good. I don't know about Chuck.
Doing quite well.
All right. Well, I'm just making sure that everybody's good. So so it's been a while since we've all been together. Wanted to say hey and hang out a little bit. And
Hi.
Thought we'd talk about some of the stuff. And I think the one thing that we do have to talk about, it was a national story. The Donald Sterling incident, I think we need to talk about. I'll just put it out here. This is my thing on it. What we're doing here, you know, we're recording, and I, you know, you graciously come on, and you agree to being recorded, mm-hmm. So.
No problem.
But also, I know, a little background knowledge, I know that I don't want cursing necessarily on my episodes. Okay. Like, I usually go through, if one slips through, I try to edit it out and stuff
right.
like that, so... I have the knowledge of what I'm saying and how to, you know, act accordingly when recording and stuff like that. So when it comes to something like Sterling, I do not believe for one second that he knew he was being recorded. Because if you knew you were being recorded, there's something in your mind that goes, watch what you say.
Mm-hmm. It was over the phone, right?
No, it was in person. And that's the other thing. It was in his house. Yeah. Look, you can be whatever you want. And in your house, where you live, because it's his house. It wasn't her house.
Right.
It was his house. You can say what you want. It's your actions more so than your words that I would have to, you know, look at when it comes to that. So, I mean, that's just my personal take on it. Obviously, what he said, you know, especially if you're owner of a NBA basketball team, mm-hmm. which...
It's atrocious, yeah.
Well, but and you employ, you know, your players, your main stars are predominantly black. The NBA is predominantly black, mm-hmm. and it's steeped in black culture. I mean, you know, take basketball shoes, for instance. For a lot of people, basketball shoes are like your nice shoes.
Okay.
Like, they'll spend hundreds of dollars on one pair of shoes,
yeah.
wear it once or twice. You get in trouble, like, if you step on their shoes,
mm-hmm.
and you smudge their Puma. To steal a Chris Rock line. So for something like that, you know, it all ties back to basketball. And so if you're the owner of an NBA team and you're a quote-unquote a known racist, which I think was interesting because he was set up to get his second NAACP award, second lifetime achievement award. So he did it
yes.
once. He fooled them once. So I just thought that...
I don't know. He was 80 years old, right? He's 80?
81. He's 81.
81.
And he's got prostate cancer.
Guy's old, man.
Yeah.
I think it's good that we found out what he is and what he really feels, but mm-hmm. I'm not so sure how it was done.
It was honestly, it was done illegally.
Yes, 100%.
Because right. there's only two states in, I learned this recently, mm-hmm. there's only two states in the country where it's legal to record a conversation with one of the participants' knowledge.
Okay.
Nevada and New York.
Oh.
Which, side note, I think is interesting because don't those have like the two highest
it's mostly
mafia?
With the mafia.
Yeah, yeah, the mafia
thing.
Yeah. Right. So to record that and yeah. then use that in something like evidence or something where you can
right.
put out in public, it's legal.
Well, the NBA is a private club, so
sure.
they can punish somebody for acting out of line, and
sure.
they punish them to the full extent of the contract. They could fine them a maximum of $2.5 million. That's
which
what
is
they
nothing
did.
For him.
No, it's nothing
that's
for
all
him.
They could do.
I know.
They can't like
no.
magically make it worse.
Right, and I mean, it's not like they took away his team, so if he really wanted to, he could technically, I guess, still own the team.
Yeah, well, technically,
yeah.
he still owns all.
It'll
all
probably
they
still stay in his family or whatever.
Well, yeah, because that's the whole thing. Like, look, he's 81 years old. He's got prostate cancer. He's rich.
Mm-hmm.
What has he got to lose? He's not mm-hmm. It doesn't like if you're in your.
Well, I mean, it is a punishment, I suppose. If he really does love being courtside and really watching the games and all that,
right.
Then and he can't be now. So I mean, he deserves it.
Well, he can't be because he's been banned for life from unless somehow
no,
they
no,
appeal
no,
this.
That's where it becomes a punishment. Where,
oh yeah.
Like, if that's what he loves to do, to watch the games from the court, you know, and
yeah.
You know, then you know. Hopefully, it is a punishment for him, and hopefully, he does. You know, I would hope that there's some sort of remorse in this guy. I don't know. Maybe he's just too set in his ways.
Just,
but,
it's likely he's too set in his ways.
You know, he's older. You know, he's probably going senile. He made a bad judgment in character. He picked up this chick from Section 8 housing. That's
okay.
where she was, Section 8.
Yeah.
And gave her $1.8 million.
And
gave her Ferraris, Bentleys,
yes,
which
right.
in and of themselves are fortunes.
Of
yes.
And you know, she turned on him, and apparently there's recordings of her Saying nasty things about black people and Latino people, which is kind of funny because she's, I believe, half black.
She's mixed.
Half
she's
Spanish.
Mixed. Yeah, she's half black, half
but,
Spanish.
You know, it doesn't matter because she doesn't have billions of dollars. Right. And she doesn't run an NBA team. She doesn't run an NBA team. So he just, I think he got older. He forgot who he was, maybe. He forgot that he had to watch what he says, watch what you say at all times. And, you know, somebody who gets older, they get senile, they kind of start forgetting and they start slipping. And I guess he slipped to the wrong person. Right. And so it's done.
But you would also think that, because, again, my whole thing is, like, in the privacy of your own home, you can pretty much do anything you want.
Right.
You know, half the time we tell people, like, well, it's none of your business. It's what I do in my house for different things.
Mm-hmm.
It could be drug use. It could be, personal life. Whatever you do in your house, it's your space.
Right. They're not hurting anybody.
Right, exactly. Like, again, actions. You know, the reason why he was getting those achievement awards from the NAACP was the amount of money he gave towards the foundation and what and what he did giving money. Philanthropist. I'm sorry. I do a recording and I can't speak, so you'll have to excuse me.
V. Stiviano, which isn't a real name. Her real name's like Marie something.
Vivian something. I forget.
It's not Vivian.
Oh, yeah, she had changed it.
It's like Marie something, Velez something. I don't remember. But
yeah.
Anyway, she... lost my train of thought.
No, I mean... Yeah, but the whole reason these came out was because his, Donald Sterling's estranged wife, was putting up a lawsuit against V. Stiviano because... Because of all it was basically a sugar daddy situation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
100%. Yeah, she was an archivist.
Wait, is she going to be an archivist? This 81-year-old decrepit guy?
No. Oh, because he's such a nice guy and he has a sparkling person. No, it's because he's got money.
He forgot just to, you know, use her for whatever and that's it. And not give her all this money and all this access.
At the same time, I know you're saying it's happening, you know, in the privacy of
your
home and all that.
Sure.
But However, the recording was obtained, I'm glad that some justice is being served.
No, absolutely.
Like that his true feelings are out there.
Yeah. Sure.
And no matter how much money he gives to any organization, it doesn't matter because if that's the way he feels about people, then, you know, he shouldn't own a basketball
team. And again, it is stupid because if you're owning a basketball team, which... again, has a lot to do with the black culture.
Yeah.
Right.
Why are you there?
Right.
Like, obviously, I'm sure he bought it back in, when was it, the 70s?
Okay.
Maybe even before, because he bought them when they were in Buffalo, brought them to San Diego, and then from San Diego, when they left Buffalo, he took them to San Diego.
That's the other end of the argument, is that they're saying that, because she was having, being seen a lot with Magic Johnson, and a lot of people are saying, oh, you're with Magic Johnson, I can guarantee you the guy got jealous.
Oh, sure.
You know, this was recorded during a spat they had, so he was jealous of Magic Johnson. And when you're jealous of a guy, just like you know and I know you're jealous of a guy, you know, sometimes you pick on, maybe you pick on things that, that you wouldn't really pick on.
Sure.
Like that fat ass or that, you know, that four-eyed... Oh,
that's okay. Now I'm gonna have to edit that out. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Poor-eyed, whatever, you know.
So it's poopy head.
Yeah, poopy head. You know, and so he chose to assault his Magic Johnson's, you know, race and stuff, which was really weird. And then he went off on this crazy tirade.
Sure.
How, you know.
Now what I don't think a lot of people are kind of picking up on is, yes, Magic Johnson is a national treasure, if you will. Like, obviously, what he's done, because he's after, you know, first of all, as being a great basketball player during his time, mm-hmm. and then, of course, when he contracted HIV, does he still have HIV? I forget.
Does he actually have
AIDS now, or is
no,
it
no,
still
no,
HIV?
No,
it's still HIV. It's HIV. It's
so,
HIV.
But
so
they've basically, like, neutralized it. Like, it's not...
Like people are saying he's basically cured it, which they're like, how? You know, he's spending a lot of his money. I'm sure towards the research.
A long time ago.
Yeah, exactly. But and then to go from that, like he owns a chain of movie theaters and just a lot.
He's a big businessman.
Right now, he's a small part owner of the Dodgers and all this other stuff. So he's done really well for himself. But what a lot of people I think are forgetting is that the Clippers play in Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, Lakers are king. You know, it's kind of like this. In New York, the Yankees are king, and the Mets are second run, you know. And in Los Angeles, it's the same thing, where it's the Lakers rule the roost, and the Clippers are, you're lucky if you get fans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even worse because they share the same building. They share the Staples Center.
Oh, do they really?
Oh, yeah, they play in the same arena. Now, outside the arena, there are statues of Laker players. There's no Clipper statues. Okay, there's a Magic Johnson.
The Lakers doing crappy though too.
Well, they stunk. Yeah.
Wasn't it last year too? I know Jay Leno was ragging on him. Right. Every chance he got.
This year was worse than last year, because Kobe was actually there and they still didn't do anything.
Okay.
So outside it's a statue of Magic Johnson. So he's the Clipper of the owners, and his quote unquote girlfriend or whatever she is seen hanging around with. Basically, enemy number one. It'd be like if Jeff Wilpon, who's the son of the owner of the Mets, was giving a great big bear hug to Derek Jeter, and it was caught on film. And he's like, I love you, man. I love you. That's the equivalent.
So it goes even deeper then.
Yo, yeah. Because now it's
personal and business.
Because the Clippers really are the Mets of basketball. Like, just seeing the butt of the veg.
I forgot they even existed until this whole thing came up, to be honest.
And they're
in the playoffs, and I still didn't.
In the last 2 years, they have been better than the Lakers. Mm. And all you hear is, wow, the Lakers really stink. It's not, wow, the Clippers are really good.
Right.
So.
One of the teammates on the Clippers wore red shirts. What was that about? Was that against
Donald? Well,
They took their practice jerseys off, I believe.
And they wore them inside out.
Yeah, they wore them inside out. Yeah, to protest, because they took off the stuff that says, like, the rip-off jackets, like those warm-up jackets. They took those off that said Clippers on it, threw it in the middle of the court. Usually you take them off and you, like, put them by the sideline. They just threw it in the middle of the court to show, like, whatever, we don't care. And then they took those practice jerseys, which are basically like a red shirt and says Clippers on it, and they turned that inside out so you can't see the team name and stuff. Which also, all this hatred towards the owner... When a lot of things are going on, like they're talking about like walkouts, like the players were playing. Oh, I don't care. It's the playoffs. We're still going to walk out if he's still on the team. I mean, these are again, these are the Mets of the NBA. Mm-hmm. So when you're a fan of this bad team, this bad franchise for 40 years, and finally they make the playoffs for like the second year in a row, and it's a big deal, and all of a sudden you have this happening, it really sours it. You know, and so like it feels like the fan is getting the brunt of it, because they're like, oh, you're a fan of the Clippers? I guarantee you, nobody, A, has never heard of Donald Sterling before this broke out. Number two, I can also guarantee you there's no person with a fan-made jersey that says Sterling on the back before this. Like,
So who's really getting hosed then if nobody cared about him and nobody people cared about the Clippers?
Well, the fans are getting hosed because all of a sudden they're looked at, what do you mean you're a Clippers fan? I've been a Clippers fan since 1985, and they've stunk since then, so, you know. I mean,
it'll go away eventually. And like everything else, absolutely. Unfortunately, I think it's an unavoidable ripple effect. I mean, obviously, this guy turned off the tap, and she decided to release these recordings.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she didn't care who she affected. So I mean, it affects the fans, whoever. She just wants to disrupt this guy's life, and that's what she did.
Right. And
it worked. She got the.
Oh boy.
She
yeah.
And she and she's talked about recently, it was an accident. It came out. Meanwhile, a couple days before on her Instagram,
I wonder if he could sue her. You think he'll sue her?
Probably. Because here's the thing: he's putting together a legal team. They're going to try and challenge this lifetime ban in the courts, and then when it gets
that's
to the courts,
dumb idea.
But here's the
he's
thing:
80 something years old.
But once it gets, I understand that. But once it gets to the courts, then they can put into the evidence that. This was illegal recordings.
Yeah, but like Chuck said, it's a private organization. The NBA can do what they want. Like as far
they,
as the
it's not in the, if it's in the contract, they can ban him 75%. All they need is 75% of the owners to vote against
and,
him.
And they're pretty much
they
will,
they're
and
not going to want their team
no
to
one's
going to
say no.
No.
Everybody who
because
says no is going to be branded a
right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because if the one person votes, if it's 32-1 or if it's 29-1 or whatever, everybody's going to be like, oh, who is that one? We need to find out, and we're going to. So it's going to be
get rid of that guy.
It's going. Yeah. It's going to be.
And then his players are going to turn their jerseys inside out.
It's going to be a landslide vote. But they always hold over these organizations, they always hold over them the antitrust suit. Now, I know in the NBA they have those different leagues, like the Developmental League and the CBA and all these different things, the Continental Basketball Association. But they always talk about that antitrust lawsuit. Like in baseball, they do it a lot.
Okay.
Where because it's tax-exempt status or antitrust status, that's it. Where, you know how, Chuck, this about that, where, you have to have a competing company, basically.
Yeah,
so you don't
anti-monopoly, antitrust.
Right. So basically with the NBA, because there are all these other basketball leagues that come up, that pop up, they're a much lower level. The same way in baseball, it's like the independent leagues, like the Somerset Patriots, the Newark Bears, and all that stuff.
Right.
But in baseball and in basketball, too, there's no competing league with them to that height.
Right.
So that's they always threaten, like if the federal government or whoever threatens them with, okay, we'll take away your monopoly, your antitrust status or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they can at least hold, the higher courts can hold that over the NBA and say, look, in a court of law, he was found, guilty on the premise of whatever reason. And so either you, right. you know, retract what you've done, or we're going to take away. It could do that. Okay. Or they could just say, hey, you know what? You're right.
But they're not going to do it.
He's
no
old and racist.
No one's going to back this guy because anybody backs this guy is going to like a racist. I mean, no judge is going to sit up there and be like, the only thing he could do is he could challenge in court. What he's going to do is they haven't fulfilled the contract. They haven't had the vote.
Right.
So he's going to make him do the vote, probably.
Right.
That's what he'll probably do.
Right. All I know is that right now
It's in his best interest to just go away quietly and just let it.
This guy's life story, though, he's his son died at 30-something. He's got nothing left to live for.
He's got nothing.
This is it. Like, you know.
And he's got it, you know.
How can he make, once you say stuff like that, that's it. Like, you can't, no matter what you say, how much money you give to anybody, no one's going to believe.
Nobody's going to think you're turning
his perspective. We're not
old dogs can't learn new tricks, and especially in this day and age, you have to be careful what you say.
But he still has his power. He still has his money.
No, absolutely.
I mean,
he's used to getting told no though.
Yes, that is true. That is true. So it's going to be interesting how it plays out. It's going to play out for a while. And right now, the Clippers,
they're doing all right.
They're in the second round. They're up. They have a chance to. They have a chance to make it to the finals. I don't think they'll
Nets
make
or
it.
Nets or Heat.
I want the Nets, and that hurts me to say, because they left
New Jersey.
They left New Jersey. So they're in Brooklyn.
Oh, we haven't even.
To heck with that.
The only team we have is the Devils. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. Although we all technically the Jets and the Giants, but nobody really. Come on, stop it. New York. Well, anytime you see New York or New Jersey, it encompasses, New Jersey, the lower half of Connecticut, and the whole state of New York.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with that. No, but yeah. So Nets or Heat, it kills me to say it. Nets, but it's much better than LeBron. LeBron's enemy number one.
I know.
He's the heel. To see him go down is sweet.
Durant won the MVP, right?
MVP.
Happy about that.
Oh yeah, everybody over James.
It wasn't LeBron in a while, right?
Yeah. LeBron, like the same thing with, tie back into Magic Johnson. When Magic Johnson was on the top of the game, like how many people wanted to see him fall, which is why so many people loved Bird as well, because Bird was the savior. Bird was the one who could.
It's too bad about. I mean, LeBron is the best player in the league.
He is.
Why does everyone want him to fail? I mean, he's not. Back in the day when Jordan was the best player in the league, he was loved by everybody.
He was because he was the greatest.
Okay.
Like, LeBron is the best now.
Best now, okay.
Would you consider them the greatest?
No.
Mm-hmm. No, no. Also, Michael stayed in one place.
Mm-hmm.
He won 6 titles without ever losing.
That's true.
And he never lost. Because that's the thing about when you look in something like the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Bradshaw is not the greatest quarterback of all time, but he never lost the Super Bowl and he won 4 of them.
Wow.
Where Joe Montana won 5 Super Bowls, and he never lost one. Oh, I'm sorry, he didn't win 5; he won 4. But the same idea, But the same idea of just like you're undefeated when it comes to the big time.
Okay.
But yeah, the whole thing with LeBron is he left Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up in Cleveland, went to high school in Cleveland, was drafted by Cleveland, and then he goes on television and said, "I'm going down to Miami to win." Whereas everybody in Cleveland's go, what'd you do here? You went to the finals. You weren't really reliable. And that's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Michael always performed in the clutch.
That's true.
He had food poisoning against Utah this one year. It was like a game 4 or game 5. It's in
Where
Utah.
Did he get it?
A room service.
Oh, sure.
He's staying in a Utah hotel. He calls up for room service. I'm sure somebody did a little something to that food. The next game, he is dehydrated. They're talking about, he was vomiting in the back and all this stuff. And he goes out and he has a really good game.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to the sidelines and he just basically collapses in Scottie Pippen's arms. Like, it's that kind of thing where it's always drama.
Right.
Like, he's still the best, but he somehow finds his way to be the David.
Mm.
LeBron's always just about, I'm Goliath. I'm the one. I'm the man. Stuff like that. He doesn't come out and say it, but all his actions does that with the throwing of the chalk in the air. And it's too much for people.
Is he like the Clubber Lang of the NBA or something?
Not exactly.
He's more like Apollo Creed.
He's definitely Apollo. Not as flashy.
Not as flashy.
But definitely he's got Creed in him. So I would love the Heat to go down. So what would be totally storybook or something you're going to see or I mean, everybody would watch and tune in. Clippers versus the Heat.
Oh yeah.
Where it's the team that is trying to struggle against this, you know, this racist owner and have all this distraction, make it to the finals, and they have to face LeBron. So that would be fun, but we'll have to say that would be cool. I know the hockey playoffs are going on right now.
Yep.
So that's fun.
Flyers are out.
Flyers are out. The Rangers are still in. Anytime you can see those sort of geographical matchups. Like, you know, last couple of years it's been Pittsburgh and Philly early on, and right now Boston and Montreal are going at each other, and like that's classic. Those are original six teams and all that stuff. And so it's still fun to watch, but I'm more interested in the finals than all the stuff that gets up to it.
Yeah.
And then we're recording it on Wednesday, but tomorrow is the NFL draft. NFL draft ESPN, and it's in prime time as it's been the last couple of years. So I'm excited to watch. So I always look forward to it. There's a lot of questions. Who's going to be drafted first?
Is it going to be Clowney or Johnny Football?
I think it's probably going to be Clowney. It's okay. The way everybody's talking, Johnny Manziel, who he went to Texas A&M. He won the Heisman as a freshman. Never been done before. And he's now been causing a bit of a problem. Not now, but ever since he won the Heisman his freshman year. Just ended his sophomore year. And he caused a lot of issues after winning the Heisman. He was found courtside at Mavericks games, and he went to Vegas and had all this money and stuff. And people are asking, well, where did you get this money from?
Right.
Because it's illegal to, or at least.
Oh, my God. Here we go. It's a whole other freaking debate.
I know.
The college sports.
I'm totally for the unionizing.
Money's got to go somewhere.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. Boosters and stuff. And then now you have Northwestern. You know, they're going to be unionized for. Yeah, which I think is fine, because you know what?
I don't know if I agree with unionizing students. Doesn't that ruin the whole educational
right,
deal?
But where do they...
They're only going for a year and then...
Two years.
Of basketball to one and done, right?
Yeah, one and done basketball. Football, you have to have 2 years between the end of your senior year of high school and the time you draft itself.
It's tough. Well, I think maybe they should come out with it and just say, like, you know, this is, like, you know, they're not getting, like, a collegiate education. They're getting... You know,
well, I think they should stop. I think you're right. I think they should stop the ruse of the people
I agree.
To go to school.
I agree.
They're not there to go to school. You know, they're not. They're there to. Yeah. This is the minor leagues for the NFL.
It is absolutely.
Feel like they're just like sticking holes in the dike. You know, and the water's coming through.
No, absolutely.
Actually,
well, right.
Like they can't stop
people it. Said when Urban Meyer was the coach of Florida, they said that a plant could go to Florida. And graduate with the same GPA as, or, you know, take the same classes and succeed as well.
Now,
as
there are some players on the team who are not going to go to the NFL, and they are legitimately going to school, and obviously they're trying to get a degree.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Sure.
But the ones, you know the ones that are...
You know.
Like
you just know.
Of them, a good 90%.
No, a lot of the skill players...
They're already being told to, like, just basically pass these kids. Who cares? Like, just don't, you know, just get them through the classes or whatever.
Right, for the good of the fan base, for the good of the boosters,
and
because...
It makes the school a ton of money, obviously.
Yeah,
like,
that's
they rely
the other
on this football program.
Don't forget, they sell jerseys, not with their name on it, but with their number. So they sell these jerseys with the number, and you know when you buy that jersey who you're buying it to support. The players don't see that money. You know, all these...
They might not see the money, but they do see it in the cars they get.
Yes. But that's illegal. You can't do that.
Compared to the money they get, it's like a joke, you know? I mean, like, you know, they made $3 million off your back. Here's a $30,000 Kia.
Exactly. And then, you know, then that's going to break... They're going to ride that until what? But then that can help when they, say, have concussions issues. Or if they are, you know, they didn't get drafted by the NFL. Or if they did... And they flunk out. Right. You know, they don't perform well. They get an injury their senior year.
And college football and basketball is just about as tough, right? Just about as grueling as
it's
real.
It's grueling,
as the
and
real
you can
thing,
get
right?
injured. That's why.
Oh yeah.
And they got Clowney.
Well, it was Clowney, right?
Clowney.
Clowney. Correct me if I'm wrong, but he had a great freshman year.
The previous year.
Previous year, he had a great, amazing year. Like he was just dominant, and he wanted to leave then. And go into the NFL draft, but he couldn't.
No, he couldn't.
So this year, he basically dogged it all year. He'd get a few sacks here and there. But
he sat out games. He sat out practices.
He didn't want to get hurt. He's like, I'm not going to ruin my payday from the NFL. Why should I play hard now just because I have to be here?
No, I mean, it makes sense. For
the good of the college, for that good old college try, why does it matter when you have... Because he was the consensus number one pick, and he has been for the last 2 years. They're saying, this guy's going number one. It's guaranteed unless you... break a leg or unless you get injured. So he's like, well, I'm not getting injured.
You know what? A lot of other people on the team you're dealing with your age group is between the ages of 18 and 24 about, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people at that age are very, very immature, and it's a very small world. And they all know sure. that you're going to the NFL. And if I, you know, if I know I'm not going, man, you're not going either, dude, and break your leg, you know?
Oh,
do something
sure.
I know,
sure,
right.
It could happen. And so, like, I could understand him wanting to, you know, sit out the games.
Right.
So, but I mean, if they're using their bodies up and they're playing them so hard that they're getting hurt, they got to pay them.
No,
they
I agree.
They can't just use somebody up and then, like, you know, right. throw them away like used tissue.
Right. Now, does it happen for all the players? No. But there are those some who right. really go into it being like, no, I'm going to be, who have a higher ideal or higher idea of how good they are than they actually are.
I guess the question becomes, how do you differentiate between, you know, who is who? I guess they'd have to pay everybody, or you pay only, I mean, because I know some.
Well, you put in sort of a pool, basically.
Right, but the argument is you only pay certain players. Well, then how do we decide which players we're paying?
Several million dollar question. I mean, because it does come down to, because a lot of people have said, just kind of put in a pot and disperse it, because those who are good enough, mm-hmm. they will get their payday when they reach the NFL.
Right.
If they're good enough, they will get their money much later on. This is at least something that you have now,
mm-hmm.
and that everyone can have.
Okay.
So, and if you're a team, if you're a team mentality, especially in football, if you're a team,
mm-hmm.
then everybody, then you should not be against everybody getting some, because otherwise, if you're like, hey, I should get more, football's not for you. Perhaps you should take up golf or weightlifting or sprinting or one of those individual tennis, one
right.
of those individual sports where you can get all the glory and not share it. But if you're in the NFL, if you're in football, if you're the quarterback, somebody's got to block you.
That's true.
Otherwise, there's going to be a 250-pound man running a 4-4 towards your face, and it's going to want to rip your head off just for the cheers of the crowd.
Yes.
You know, it's the Roman Coliseum all over again. So if you're not nice to them, they will not be nice to you. This the old ole sidestep. Whoop, there he goes. Oh, sorry, you got hit.
Oh, true.
Didn't realize that. Yeah, you sure you want 5,000 more than me? You sure? Well, that's why you see, like, NFL players, like, they'll take Tom Brady was famous for this and still is. He treats, like, his linemen to, like, a dinner every week or, like, at the end of training camp.
Who
like
does this?
Tom Brady, the quarterback of the Patriots.
Oh, okay.
Like, he takes such good, like, he was it at the end of the season, he'll give them, like, extravagant gifts. Be like, thank you for not letting me, you know, be scrambled eggs in my brain. I appreciate that. So, you know, he takes care of that. So I'll be watching the draft tomorrow, so I'll be excited.
Who do you think the Jets are going to take?
If they go as usual, it's going to be another defensive player.
Okay.
I love Rex, but, I mean, you know, they're all needs on offense, and Vic isn't, and Eric Decker aren't about it. You know, I know they signed a good running back.
How did Vic turn out for you guys?
Well, we just signed him. We'll see.
Oh, you just signed him. Okay.
They just signed him.
He's going to be, in my opinion, he's going to be the starting quarterback.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. But that's the other thing, because at least in football, they give you a fair shot. There are no guaranteed contracts. If you get cut, that's it. You don't have to get paid anymore. It's so long as you perform that you get paid and you stay on the team. So if Vic does his job and he's good enough, fine, he starts. But if he's like, you know what, this guy's better, but we still want you here, what's he going to do? Say, I don't want to play. All right, you're cut. Bye. See, he also wants to sign you.
I think baseball pitchers could definitely benefit from that kind of a clause.
Oh, definitely.
I don't know. Some of those stories there about these injury lists with these pitchers.
Oh,
like,
the Tommy John surgery?
Oh, yeah. Well, at this point, if you're a major league pitcher, you have had. Like, it's kind of like one of those preemptive things. Like, I got the Tommy John just because.
Just in case.
I've been pitching since I was, you know, in Little League, and so I'm getting out of college, so I might as well just get it now, that sort of thing. Like, they'll get it early on. It's rare to find a pitcher now, a young pitcher.
I was reading some. I don't remember the whole thing, but it was an article about Japanese pitchers, and how they might end up pitching more innings than American kids.
Yeah.
But the way they throw it, or there's some difference where they don't end up. Most of the time, they don't end up getting Tommy John.
Well, they also throw a lot of junk stuff.
Okay.
They don't you'll hear about the guy, he throws 98. Wow, that's amazing. But they also throw a lot of curveballs and a lot of off-speed mm-hmm. pitches. And actually, curveballs screw up your arm more.
Okay.
Because it's an unnatural action.
Yeah.
Because it's a downward motion. You're flicking your wrist and you're bending your arm at an awkward angle. Mm-hmm. Where the fastball is the truest thing. That just flies out. But if you do it over and over and over and over again, which actually Japanese players, like the hitters, will take like 1,000 swings a day or something outrageous. you know, that sort of 1,000-hour rule. Mm-hmm. Like, they kind of stick to that, but they do it for pitchers as well. So there are all these pitchers who just keep throwing and throwing and throwing over and over. So for some, it wears out their arm. Okay. And for others, the way they throw it, it works out mm-hmm. and it strengthens it. So, but they also do throw a shorter amount of innings.
Right, okay.
They throw less games in the Japanese league, so when they come to America and they're like, wait, we have a whole month left? Oh, I can't do this. Oh my goodness! You know, Daisuke had a problem with that, where he's like, "What is it? September? Oh, I gotta sleep or something. It's too long." So yeah. Oh, Yankee news. They said that Jeter might have to sit some games because he's not really doing well.
Oh, I know.
Because he rushed himself back. He wanted to. Oh, this is my farewell tour, so I'm coming back. And he's not really healed. He's not 100%, but he wanted his time. So. So hopefully Jeter will get better, because you never want to see a guy's like, these are my last games and I'm sitting out, so thanks for coming out San Diego to see one game and I'm not
they're
playing.
They're doing a thing tonight and it's probably going on right now.
Where?
This is the last time in Anaheim.
Anaheim, yeah.
So they'll be giving him a little present today.
Sure, all that stuff.
I'm sure.
All right. Well, thank you very much, guys, for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Chuck. You can find us on Facebook at Everyman Sports. You can like us on Facebook there. You can find us on iTunes. Just type Everyman Sports into the search in the iTunes store. You can go to our website, everymansports.podbean.com, or you can email me with any questions, comments, concerns, or anything else at everymansports@gmail.com. That's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. Thanks very much. Thanks very much, guys. Take care.
No problem.
Happy Mother's Day.